Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Let's Talk About the Husband with me, Stephen Bailey.
And me, Zoe Lyons.
And you, Zoe Lyons.
I am.
This is the podcast where we take a cultural look at all things pop culture, we hope. Right,
yeah.
Zoe?
Yeah, that's the idea, isn't it, love? That's what we're
talking
about.
You couldn't even be answering your own name this week. What is going on with you?
Just a bit tired.
Why?
A bit tired. I don't know.
There's no reason to be tired.
Do you know? Okay, I'll tell you why I'm tired. It's the weather, Stephen. I'm very, very, very disappointed in the weather. I'm very disappointed in the weather.
You're not angry, you're just disappointed.
Just bitterly disappointed. And I'm a little bit angry, but more disappointed. Just a sort of malaise. There's a sadness that follows me around, like the clouds at the moment. Yeah.
Do you think, be honest, are we heading to an apocalypse?
Oh, for sure. Yes, absolutely. It's not a question of if, but when.
Yeah.
And I think right now it would be sort of blessed relief. And I've got a very quiet diary at the moment, so it'd be something to do.
Listen, yeah, guys, I've got to tell you about Zoe Lyons. She's dramatic. We think I'm the dramatic one because I gesture my hands and shit, right? And I'm a bit louder. But Zoe, every time we speak, which is every other day, we'll go,
yeah.
Oh my God, my diary's so dead. Da, 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 da. And then you'll speak to her within the hour. She'll be like, oh God, I've got nothing. I'm just flying off to Florida to do a 7-day corporate for billions and billions of pounds.
No,
and then
I'm not, but
I've got nothing. And when I get back, I've got nothing, is what she says.
Yeah, defend but I
yourself,
genuinely
Lyons.
Have nothing at the minute. I've got nothing. Like, honestly, this month is particularly quiet. What I've done is that classic thing of any freelancer is gone, I'm going to take the summer off and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to have a proper, like the French, I'm going to have a proper August, right?
Yeah.
So I've taken August off and now I am panicking that I'll never work again. That's what's happened.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
But aren't you, being an older, successful lady, like, couldn't you just retire now if you wanted to?
Not really. Well, I could, Stephen, but I would be living out of a bin bag. Yeah, and the kindness of strangers. That won't be happening for a very, very long time. A very long time. No.
So we're recording this in August, and this will probably be out in September, but I want everyone to know we're going to Paris again. We're going to Paris.
When are you going to Paris?
In December. We're going to go to the Paris Christmas markets because you know it's my dreamy life to be Parisienne.
You love it, don't you?
I love it.
Absolutely.
Do you know why?
Love it.
Everything just works there, so like,
except for the French.
No, they do.
They don't.
The train leaves by the second it's meant to. Customer service is top notch. I went to Zara the other day. I had to serve myself. I'm going to just get a name badge me for every shop I fucking walk into. Stephen Bailey, happy to help, because there's no customer service. If I need yoghurts now at Sainsbury's, you have to go into the back yourself. It's ridiculous.
But to say that we've got to a point in this country where it's so bad that the French are better at customer service than we are.
Are you kidding?
That is, oh my God.
They are so much better. And then the food prices are the same, like if you go to a restaurant, except it's cooked well and no one's throwing it at you when it arrives at the table.
Have you ever been to Corsica?
No.
Okay, so a French island in the Mediterranean, just north of Sardinia. Go. That's an experience. That's an experience.
Well, no, I don't want to go. You're making it sound not fun.
No, it is fun, but they have a certain way about them, the Corsicans. They really
but they're
do.
Also beautiful. I mean, I'm not being funny, Zoe. I think you've got cheek, actually, to talk, because I've been to Brighton/Hove. Mm-hmm. And I stayed in a grotty hotel, didn't I? And do you know
you
what happened when I walked
hotel.
Into reception? And I said, what? Hi, I'm Stephen, here to check in. And they said, oh, can we take your payment details? And I said, oh, I believe that's already been taken care of. And they went, oh, yes, but we need to put on record in case you wreck the room.
Which you
I'm
have.
Quoting
you've, I mean,
verbatim.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got form when it comes to that, haven't you? You're always chucking tellies out the window and all sorts,
I mean,
you?
I wouldn't mind. The amount they wanted for the deposit, by the time I got to the room, I thought, bloody hell, you could replenish this just off my street for 20 quid.
My God. You didn't have
Who
a good time,
did you? Do you think fly tipping's
you?
Got bad at the minute? Has fly tipping got bad near you?
Fly tipping?
Yeah.
How did you get them to fly tipping?
Oh, from that?
Yeah.
It was
I
a
did
thought process, because
some...
I just
I
thought
did, yes,
there's
I, yeah.
a Chester Draws down the road that
you
I could just put into that hotel, yeah.
Well, Brighton and Hove is particularly bad for fly tipping because we have these massive communal bins. And I used to do a whole bit of material about this, about how people just leave stuff near a bin and not put it in the bin. Like, you're not supposed to put proper dumping stuff in the bin, although the bin is pretty big. So people just leave it near the bin. And once one person's left something of any size near a bin, then that just sets off a whole string of events where you end up with, yes, almost a full living room's worth of material by a bin. I once watched a woman dump. She must be moving flat. She dumped table, chairs, bed, side table, lights, all sorts, right by this bin, right?
Yeah.
And I sort of stopped to look at it because it was quite remarkable. And she went, oh, it's not going to stay there. And I went, oh, right. I said, no, I'm just interested as to why you're leaving it by the bin. She went, well, it's amazing. You put it by the bin and then it just disappears.
No, she didn't.
She did. That's what she said. I was like, right.
People have given up. They've given up in this country. And that's why I'm off to Paris. They've not given up there.
Okay. Okay. Honestly. I'm off to Normandy.
Oh.
Yeah. When? In 6 days' time, I'm off
Have
to
you been
Normandy.
Before?
I've been to Brittany, but not Normandy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it because Normandy's basically, I mean, it's basically going to be the same weather as we have here in Brighton, isn't it? Because it's only a spit across the pond. So it seems like a lot of faff to go that way just for, I mean, it might be half a degree warmer than we are here.
But you're not
know.
Going for cultural experiences.
Well, yes, there's that too, because where we're going is very near the Bayeux Tapestry, which you know all about.
You know me and which I love the Bayeux Tapestry.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
my favourite of all the tapestries.
Which is your favourite bit of the Bayeux Tapestry?
The back.
The back's lovely, isn't it? All
it's
the knotting.
So nice.
It's so nice. It's so, yeah. so nice. Yeah. So I'm going to go and see that. My favourite bit is Harry with an arrow in his eye.
Oh, no. Did Meghan do it?
No, it's a little bit older than that. It's pre-Meghan tapestry, that one. It's before they met. Yeah, this was done. So
can we just talk about bins for a minute before we veer off into actually doing the podcast?
Sure.
Because I'm having an issue at my place.
Right.
So there's six of us on our courtyard. Six.
Yeah.
Right. One of us, not me, is moving out. The
right.
bins were emptied on Thursday.
Yeah.
By Friday, they were already full of scales, an old picture that's been broken down. They're fucking, rather than going to the dump, they've put everything in everyone's bins. So do I have anywhere to put my leftovers? No.
So hang on, have they utilised everyone's bins with their own rubbish?
Everyone's bin. And obviously bin men only come every other week now. I don't know why, but that's what they do.
Oh my God. Have you got your own bin with your own number on it?
Yes, these people have not given a shite.
And they've put stuff in your numbered bin?
Yeah, not just mine, all the others as well. 1, 3, 4, 5 and 6. That tells you what number they are.
And are they still in the building?
They left yesterday. Yesterday, though, I saw them. I saw them. And I thought, if they put anything else in this... Because there's no room for food. And it's not coming for until a week on Thursday. So yeah. 10 days away. 10 days away. And so I just went and stood outside. I think I'm becoming that fucking nutter on the street. Yeah.
Curtain just went twitching outside, nutter. I thought,
come on, put it there in front of me. Put it there in front of me.
And did they?
No.
Oh.
Because people are pussies.
Okay. So what, did they just wander back in with their rubbish?
So they just, all of a sudden it can go in the back of the car.
Oh, I see.
I bet you tell you what, that'll be dumped down the high street. That'll be dumped down the high street.
Oh, I see. I went to the dump this week. We've got the best dump. Oh, I took old garden furniture.
See? Respectful.
Yeah. Which didn't go in any of the regular named bins. It had to go in the miscellaneous massive bin, which I love. I quite like the smell of it.
What does it smell of?
Just smells of... It's like a rubbishy smell, but I quite like it. It's got a warmth to it. Maybe because this summer has been so bad, I'm now almost enjoying the warmth given off from a decaying municipal bin in the dump. Yeah, that's how bad this summer is. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know do you know you're a poet?
Am I?
Yeah. So do you know? So we did Comedia, didn't we, in Brighton?
Yes.
And they send us our videos. Did you get yours?
I have, but I haven't downloaded it yet. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, my God, it takes ages. They send it such high quality, but I'll leave that for another day. But last night, while I was waiting for mine to download, I watched yours. Me and Rich watched yours in bed. You're our porn.
How did you get mine?
Well, did they send you the whole show? In the same folder.
You
can watch mine if you've got any interest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you're very funny. It's all these twists of words. Like that Tesco joke you had. You know the Tesco joke about
the Tesco
pride?
Joke? Yeah.
Yeah. And there's another one. Oh, you were having us laughing. We were like, I said, I wish I was clever like that. Because if I can't think of a punchline, I'll just say like dick or fisty. Like people laugh at that. Whereas you paint a picture. Oh, you were talking about some flaps on your lips or your chin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Flaps in the wind.
Throat flaps. My throat flaps. That's the other reason why I fucking hate this summer. Yeah, throat flaps. Because it's been so windy on Brighton Seafront that I've discovered that the skin of my throat flaps in the wind. It's just been an awful summer. Awful. Terrible.
Now, we were wondering, is that a vagina joke?
Oh, no, I hadn't intended it to be a vagina joke.
Okay.
No.
That's where we go. Sometimes it's just the way you stand as well, like you'd spread your legs, and I went, oh, does she mean it's going up and making it flat from the inside?
No, I can't watch it. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to watch it. It was very funny. Whichever context you watch it,
yeah,
it's very funny.
Oh, God, if I meant it went up my vagina... Basically, I would be describing myself as a human windsock, which I'm not quite there yet. I think I'm about 5 years off that. Yeah, 5 years off the
not
old human
off.
Windsock.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to going to Normandy. Just prior, before getting onto this podcast, I was looking to book a restaurant in Normandy next week for lunch.
Une petite réservation.
Well, the thing is, it was in French, so I had to abandon that.
Just click in the top corner.
Right, what happens then?
Well, it says FN. If you change it to EN, it becomes English.
Brilliant. That's what I'll do. Thank you. I can now book my restaurant.
All right, I can book it. Because you know I actually speak French. I just act
I know,
daft.
You're very good. You're very good. I want somewhere, right, that I want like a lobster or something like that. Oh, just because, like a
just
proper...
Just go to Brighton Soho House.
No, I like a dinner that you smash to bits with a hammer.
See, that's where we're so different. I don't want to have a battle to eat.
Oh, yeah. I quite like it when they bring you tools. You know, you
Do
get
you
all the tools.
Do you wear the bib?
Well, I might have to wear a bib because I've got a couple of posh outfits to wear, Stephen. I've gone all...
Have you spent a bit of dollar on it?
I spent a bit of dollar on some clothes, yeah.
Why?
Well, because where we're going in Normandy is quite posh, apparently, and I just didn't want to look. I wanted to look the part. So I said to my mum's coming with us. I said to my mum and the wife and the sister-in-law.
Going.
Yeah. So I'm going to take mum, wife, sister-in-law out for lunch, and we've all got to wear massive sunglasses. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Massive sunglasses.
Do you like going to posh places?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you not
but
get all
equally,
nervous?
No. I'm too old to give a shit. I do quite like going to posh places, but I like a greasy burger or, yeah, fish and chips. I'm quite happy either end. I'll bookend my culinary experiences quite happily. Talking of running away.
Oh, I love how you segued that.
You're welcome. What were we going to discuss on our little reality TV podcast this week?
Celebrity Hunted.
Yay! Would you do it?
Yes, would you?
Yeah, I'd do it with you.
Yeah.
I reckon we'd make quite a good team.
I do. I think we'd get away with it. Because realistically, it's about, what's it about really? Being sneaky, deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
And not getting caught. I think I'm good at that because you know I've started boxing, don't you? Pa-pow.
Yeah. Yeah, you do mention it.
Well, I'm a better Niall. That's my instructor. Niall. Built like, honest to God. Oh my God. I wish we had to do something where he had to pick me up. I wish we had to do something where he had to pick me up. Oh God.
Wrestling. That's what you need.
Oh, yes.
Greco-Roman wrestling. But suggest that to him.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Does he have to be shirtless or in a toga?
Yeah, and lubed up, like in Turkish wrestling, I think they do that as well, yeah.
Slip right through his muscly arms.
Yeah.
So I've lost my whole trail of thought because I've just started picturing that whole sequence. But he always says I'm very good at defending.
Okay.
Like, I'm not good at fighting, I'm not good at moving forward, but I'm good at like... pow, pow, pow. I think that's what I'd be good at in this situation.
You're good at defending.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole purpose of boxing to attack? Well, I mean, at some point you can't just defend, can you? You've got to move.
Well, let me tell you what I actually do. I defend. They can't get me, which means they get no points. Then I say something funny, a la, like I said to Niall, I said, Niall, is the only way to get good at boxing to get beat up? And then he laughs, and while he's laughing, I punch him in the face.
Punch him in the face. Well done. Yeah. Yeah. Good for you.
I use all my tricks.
Okay. Yeah. Your whole box of, your whole toolbox of skills is coming out there. Yeah.
We got the whole toolbox of our skills. We got the whole.
Your taekwondo experience must come into. I mean, you must be quite light on your feet. I don't mean that in the sense.
Yeah, but the thing is, taekwondo is actually quite bottom heavy. Keep it clean. So it's there's a lot more legs in it,
right?
And then boxing's a lot more arms. So eventually, should be able to meet in the middle.
Yeah.
But with boxing, you're just moving around. But I've actually got a very strong thigh, thick thighs.
Have you got thick thighs?
Honest to God, the amount of men's heads that have been scrunched down there.
So do you sting like a bee and dance like a butterfly or whatever the expression is?
Yeah, let's say I do.
Okay.
Let's say I do. Because you know tomorrow I'm starting a 30-day boot camp.
Are you? What does that entail? No. How have you not told me this?
I have no idea, but I've started a 30-day boot camp because we're stuck in Manchester for 30 days because Rich is getting his loft done. Yawn. And so it's yoga 5 days a week, 3 high-intensity classes and a nutrition plan.
For 30 days?
Yeah.
Every day?
Every day.
Well, how are you going to fit in your boxing around that?
Well, boxing's in London and I'm in Manchester, so I've signed up to this to keep me fit while I'm in Manchester while Rich gets his loft done. Once again, I yawn at getting the loft done. I just don't think I'm of an age yet where I should be giving it, be like, oh, we're getting the loft done, or, you know, having an argument with people about bins or parking. I'm just not ready to be that age.
What's you getting put up in the loft?
He's getting it turned into like another room.
But that's a good thing to do.
I know, but it's so boring, isn't it? Like, oh.
How long is it going to take?
Because it's dusty, you know. Well, they say 4 weeks, which means I'll be there till 2025.
Yeah, yeah, that's not going to take 4 weeks.
No, there's no chance that's taking 4 weeks. This is the thing. I don't know if Cindy's like this, but Rich believes everything. Like they said to him about the bathroom, oh, it'll only take 2 weeks. Well, a month later, I still didn't have a shitter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not easy. That's not easy. So don't back to...
IBS.
No, no, no. Celebrity hunted. Okay. How would you be out running ex-police officers running after you across a field?
Well, I wouldn't get to a position where they get that close to us.
Right.
Because that's the only time they can chase you. So we have to be smart, manoeuvring. We need wigs. We need gay bars. We need, you know.
Gay bars?
Yeah.
You got to hide in a gay bar?
I would absolutely hide in a gay bar. Those drag queens would know when anyone's coming.
Okay, that's true.
Also, I totally feel like we should be somewhere like, what are those places in Scotland? Do you know, it's the middle of nowhere, but there's normally like a farm or maybe 4 houses. Like the Highlands.
Yeah. Is like the Highlands, yeah.
But you drive past it, don't you, on the way to Edinburgh, and you think, oh, that's
not
nice,
the Highlands. Like, but I know what you mean. That's sort of moorland.
Yeah, like, I just go to the moorlands. Because you've got no signal, and as long as you don't go on your Instagram to check if you've got 3 more followers, be safe.
Okay. Because it's like 14 days you've got to stay on the run, isn't it?
I don't think 14 days is that hard. I think longer is dead hard. But as long as you... What we have to do is, on the first day, withdraw a load of cash.
Right. Then are you allowed to do that? I thought they only gave you a little bit of cash. I thought you got a little bit of cash on Celebrity Hunted.
Then we'd have to convince people to help us.
Right.
But you know, or we could just call someone like Simon Weston, Falklands hero. You know,
random choice.
People that have done
Right. See, I think 14 days.
Oh, you just do something like TV producers don't like to go to the north, do they? So we could just sit in my local library. They'll be like, BBC's cut the budget. We can't possibly get the train to... No, not BBC. What channel's it on? Channel 4's cut the budget. We can't possibly get the train to Manchester. Just sit there till it's 14 days.
Well, to be fair, if you did get on a train that was going anywhere in this country, you'd probably be lost for 14 days anyway. That would be the thing,
you're
wouldn't
telling
it?
Me.
You know, how do you get anywhere? That's you'd have to walk for 14 days in any direction.
But we've hunted, don't you as well have to get from point A to point B? You can go wherever you want, but there's a starting point and there is an end point, and that's how you win. And you have to be at the end point by the 14th day and not get caught. That's how you've got to do it.
I did nip it. I had a little look around some of the old clips. It was quite funny. I watched Ed Gamble and James Acaster, and their James got caught quite early on. Even though he had a water gun full of what he said was piss, but it wasn't. and Ed took off across a field. That's, you see, that's where I would fail. I think I do you like being chased?
Depends what he looks like.
I know, that's what I mean. I get really nervous if anybody chases me. I get really, really nervous. I'm not good. I'm not good like that. You know, I can't keep running. I went to see Mission Impossible recently, which is really outside of my...
Is it a good film or no?
It's got... It feels like... It's all about AI, and it feels like it has been written by a toaster. the plot is ridiculous. It's quite long. And I mean, Tom Cruise is incredible. And of course, he does all his own stunts, which is remarkable. But at times, he does look a little bit like Claire Balding, I thought. Because he's 61. You know, that's amazing, really. But yeah, I found it entertaining. That's how I found Mission Impossible. But there are scenes in that when he's got to run, proper run. You know, when people run like that in films. Like everything's going up and down, but they're still going forward.
My tips would be clapping.
Yeah, you'd get tit clap. Like a pair of crackers going up.
That's how we'd get caught. We'd have to stop for Vaseline so I could get it on my chafing.
You'd have the downdraft from your tits. That's me doing my Tom Cruise Mission Impossible impression.
Oh, my God.
I'm running. And he's only that big. So it's like that. But he can run properly. But if anybody was chasing me with any sort of weaponization or bad attitude, I'd scream like a girl and that would be it. It would be over.
This is a big question.
Right.
Leave me.
Like
if I tripped and fell, would you just keep running to save yourself and let me get caught? Or would you come back for me, girl?
I'd leave you.
Yeah.
I'd leave you.
I respect that. I would leave you.
Oh, would you? I'd leave you.
Long gone. I would be like, Zoe, who, as I make it to the final.
I mean, I think if it was real life, I'd go back for you. But because it's telly, there'd be a bit of me going, we've only made it to episode 3. You've got to get to at least episode 5 to make any sort of impact on these shows. He's fallen over his own tits. He's gone. I'm leaving him. He's gone.
You know what my worry would be is taking it too real, whereas if they grabbed you, I'd start trying to punch them or
punch them in the face.
Do you know, be like trying
That's
to
what I mean.
You. Like if they got you in the bear hug like that, I feel like I'd do that scene from Miss Congeniality, do you know, where it's solar plexus, instep, nose, groin.
Yeah, I feel I would go that same way too. I once went paintballing years and years and years ago. And it was just me and this other boy in the woods, like we got separated from everybody else. And we popped up to sort of shoot each other with our paintball guns. Boom, boom, boom. His jammed, mine jammed, like a scene from a film. So we didn't know what to do. So we jumped on each other and started fighting. Because it kicks in, that competitiveness, doesn't it?
It does.
It just fucking kicked in.
I just don't know what it is. But yeah, I totally think that. Also, I think I'm such a fantasist.
Yeah.
That to me, it'd just be like in my head, I am like Buffy or Charmed. And so I was just, I have to save the world no matter what.
Yeah, I'd
get whatever the end point is, that's how we save the world.
It must be weird, though, filming Celebrity Hunted. Because, so there's just the two of you and your little team. But you have some person following you with a camera the whole way as well, who you can't engage with, that's just got to keep up with you. It must be really odd for them. Do you ever look
You are. I think it's like quite a big production because I think everyone has their own like mini
team.
Convoy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what happens if like the cameraman's the one letting you down? Do you just be like, fuck you, Bob?
Yeah. Take camera and run. That's what I mean. That's where I get really competitive.
If you don't get us on camera, that's down to you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
See, I think I'm quite sneaky. I think I could be quite sneaky. Yeah. Yeah. I like to think that.
In what way?
I feel, I don't know where this goes, but I feel I would be good at eluding detection. And again, I don't know where that, I think that's just probably because I've watched Mission Impossible recently.
This is where I think you'd fail, may I say. Because like you say, there's only a little bit of cash, so actually you're calling in favours and stuff like that. I think you'd be rubbish at asking people for help.
I would be. How do you do? Yeah, you do know me. Yeah. That's where I'd be really bad.
I think that's how you let us down. So I think if we were together, I think the strength would be you'd be good if we got to like had to cross a lake and I'd be like, I don't want to cross the lake. You'd be good at that. And then I'd be good at negotiating us somewhere to stay for the night for free.
Yeah. Yeah. Why am I so bad at asking people for stuff? I'm really bad at asking for stuff.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what that comes from, but I'm really, like, even in a restaurant. A restaurant. Where I'll be next week in Normandy smashing the shit out of a crab with a hammer. If something is not to my liking or isn't good quality, I'm really bad at saying, I'm sorry, this just isn't good enough. I don't know where that comes from.
I get rich to do it. No, I am the complainer, but I get rich to do it, and then I walk away whilst he's doing exactly what I've said.
You see that? Yeah, I get my other half to do it as well, because I just can't. I can't. I'm worse than that. Bartering, like negotiating a price. Forget it.
Same. I'll just pay whatever you want if I want it that
just
much.
Yeah. I've never got money off a car. Never. Anytime I've bought a car, never got that.
Well, there's so many things I didn't even know you could negotiate. Like, I didn't know you could negotiate to get money off a car. I thought you just had to be like, okay.
Yeah, no. But the last time I bought a car, I went, I'm very interested in it. I'll tell you, you lower your voice, don't you? Lower your voice. Yeah, listen. Listen, Bob, I'm very interested in the vehicle. It's a nice vehicle. I'm not going to muck you around. I am interested in it. But what is the best price you can do for me on this? If I, you know, I'll take it here and now. What is the best price you can do for me? And he said, the price it is. And I went, right, fair enough, I'll have it.
They always do that. What I like is when they do like this, when they go, whoa. Okay. I can see you playing AirPods. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will include a service. Like, I want a fucking service.
I once got some floor mats.
Yeah.
But then I thought a car came with floor mats anyway.
I had it when I sold my last car and they tried to offer me really low and I was like, I think it's worth a bit more than that. And they go, you've not even washed it. I went, why would I wash it when I'm giving it away? Why am I washing your car? Tell you what, not 15 quid off, you wash it.
You wash it, there you go, knock yourself out. So you're right, that is where I'd fall down on Celebrity Hunted. I think
I could do it for TV though. Like, I think in real life it's like, oh, don't cause any offence. In TV, I would be trying to get us a free night at the Four Seasons. I wouldn't be going like, can we just stay in this shit hole? I'd be like, come on, if we're doing it, let's do it.
Having said that, though, Stephen, I did once appear on Celebrity Antiques Road Trip.
They say no to me.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to do it?
People less profile than me on.
Well, they've had me on it.
You're higher profile than me.
I enjoyed the experience, but I'll be honest, right? It was when I had to wear the wig because of the alopecia. And then I turned up. You know they put you in these antique cars?
Yeah.
It was quite a windy day and it was a soft top. And I was a little bit concerned that the syrup would take off as I put my foot down on the accelerator. I couldn't relax all day just worrying that if I got any sort of backdraft, that wig was going to either fall over the front of my face. Yeah.
Had to drive around with what car you put in.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get a choice. I turned up and I went, oh, it's got no roof on a windy day.
I've heard horror stories about people doing this and it not going the way people desire.
Oh, I think they always break down and stuff. They're pretty old cars. Anyway, I was quite good on that show because I had to bargain with people selling stuff. Like, I think you're right, because the cameras were on, I just got better at it.
You showboated. Is that what they're
saying? Showboated. Yeah, a bit showboated. It's like, come on, you can do better than that, Barbara. I'll give you a fiver. She's like, it's worth 400 quid.
Who did you do it with?
I did it with Nadine Khan from Asia Network.
All right. Well, chop liver over, Amy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your best mate, Nadine, that I've never heard you mention.
Yeah.
All right, I see. That's right. Yeah. You wait. Me and Jim Brister are going to do something. See how that feels.
We were put together as a team. I didn't have any say in us, because of course you'd have been number one on my list.
Do you know what I find funny with these ones where they put together? Everyone else has stories like you. Oh, I was just put this guy. With me, they're always like, can you get us Laura Whitmore or Zoe Ball? You're quite friendly with them, aren't you? You're like, right.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking. Do you want me to go? I'll go get you Jennifer Aniston if you want.
They use you as bait. That's what you are.
They use me as a bloody talent booker. So they do. Yeah. So they do.
But I think combined we would do very well on. I think we should put ourselves up as a team.
Yeah, I think we should actually.
Get your agent on it.
Get your agent on it. You're on more stuff than me.
Not at the moment. I'm fully unemployed.
I'm going to ring your agent and tell him to do it. And okay. I think we'd be so funny on it. People. Right, let's talk about this. I'm just getting annoyed about this. When are we going to have funny TV again? When's it just going to be funny? Oh, my God.
For lols. We'd play it for lols.
Right. Anyway, lols. I think we'll win. Also, yeah. I think the only thing that would be problematic for us is some of those hunted men, the hunters.
Yeah.
Fit as shite. Well, that's the way you could win, though. You could win for our team, is I could run and jump onto them.
Oh, right. Is that allowed?
By a choice. I could throw myself to the flames. The flames being the dick, you know?
No, you can't do that, Steve. We'll never get on it now. Oh, you've ruined it now. You've mentioned their undercarriages.
I love that you think the celebrity hunted casting team are listening to this. Of all
you never
the
know.
Podcasts.
There are other podcasts. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's a new thing, though. I think there's only, like, maybe 50 out there.
Yeah, they're quite big boys, aren't they? Would you like that then, being chased after by massive big boys with a GoPro strapped to their chest? Oh, yeah. No, I'd get
the
all girly.
The GoPro's the bit that gets me.
Okay.
Don't act like you wouldn't.
Oh, you know, I find pleasure in most things these days. Get to my age, you're like, any port in a storm, I'll have it. I'll have it.
You might
chase
find
me.
A nice lady in Normandy. Mm, you and Cindy can have a thruple.
In Normandy? Oh, yeah.
I'd encourage it, to be honest, because it'd be nice to have someone that's got a lovely country house in Normandy, wouldn't it? You could go back.
Well, that's true. Where we're going to in Normandy is known as the Parisian Riviera. It's very posh. We didn't know this when we booked it. It was a complete fluke. But they have a massive film festival there and a lot of very lovely restaurants and a beautiful boardwalk. So that's why I've bought massive sunglasses. And get this, red trousers.
Why?
Yeah, because I want to look Parisian.
I can't wait to see what you think looking Parisian glamour is. I cannot wait. You have to send us a picture so we can put out with this episode.
Yeah. I've got red trousers. Tight round the arse. Slightly flares at the ankle. I think that's quite Parisian. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Would you not wear a dress?
No. I haven't worn a dress since I was...
A nice heel, perhaps?
No, sorry, I can't. No, not on a boardwalk. Not my vibe. I bought some new sliders.
Oh, I've just pulled my headphones out.
Oh, look.
Are you back now?
They're back in again, yeah. No, I was going to sort of couple it with my little red trousers with some sort of, what do you call those? A Breton top. Like a stripy top. Is. Come on, you want to live in Paris.
Like a French top.
Yeah, a Breton top. That's what I'm going to combine it with. And massive sunglasses, like a visor, like huge.
Oh, to find a nice Normandian over there. Send them my way.
I don't know. I don't know what they look like in Normandy. I imagine them to
be
quite...
my hairdresser this morning. I'm ready for someone a bit French.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't Rich have any French in him?
Well, not since I've known him. It's all too Sheffield over here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all too Sheffield.
Yeah, well, you'll be packing up and moving to Paris before you know it. Lovely. Are you going to go for the Olympics?
To where?
Paris!
I didn't know the Olympics were in Paris.
Oh, Stephen.
Why would yes. I know that?
Well, because you're into boxing and taekwondo and the French. All those things
but
come
I don't
together.
Like the Olympics, just like Paris.
Oh, I love the Olympics. Love the Olympics. Have you been watching the Women's World Cup?
No, but I don't want to watch the Boys' World Cup either.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it.
You
It'll be long
don't.
Over by the time. I do.
Do you shout? Do you shout at the telly because the ball's gone in the wrong net?
Yes, I get quite involved. I do get quite involved. I don't understand all the rules, but, you know.
Who are you supporting?
Well, it's a bit Orcs, because there's three teams that I like still in the Netherlands, England and Colombia.
Colombia?
Always makes me
look with anywhere near Colombia.
No, but I quite like them. They're quite cheeky.
Isn't the rule you're supposed to support where you're from?
Sort of, yeah. But I can like you can like the personality of a team, and that's what I like. I like their personality.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we talk about the husband of the week?
Yes. Let's.
Husband of the week.
Who are you going with? Go on.
Right.
I'll let you go first.
Heartstopper season 2 is out. Now, I googled and it's all appropriate, but Kit Connor from Heartstopper. Oh my God, I've just knocked my thing. Did you see that?
I thought that. You got so excited you locked your little muffler off.
I knocked my little muffler off most
you did.
Weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Heartstopper?
No.
The Netflix LGBT sensation coming-of-age drama?
No, not seen it.
Well, you would... Well, I don't know if you would like it, actually, because it's joyful. But it's so joyful!
And who's your husband?
So he's called Kit Connor, and in the show he plays Nick Nelson. Now, the problem is, in the show, he's in high school. But in real life, he's 21.
Right, and, that's appropriate. Just...
They're all just sweet in this show, right? And I met the actors at the Attitude Awards. You know that thing you don't get invited to?
Invited to another one I don't get invited to,
and,
yes.
Well, I don't get invited to the Comedy Awards. And they're just, like, nice people. And I think they're really good for our little LGBTQ community. And it just reminds me of, like, first love and how it was and should have been and all that stuff.
Oh, that's nice. That's very... I've just Googled him.
Who's yours?
Hang on, I'm just Googling yours. Oh.
Kit Connor, oh. Ginger.
He's got little curtain hairdo.
Yeah, that's for the show, I think.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I don't know, maybe he just likes curtains. Look at me talking for him already.
He is 19, though, Stephen.
Right.
He's 19.
Well, right. I'm only 31.
Oh, yeah. So you're only... Nearly 20 years older than him. So, you know, that's fine.
Okay, but...
That's fine.
It's what he stands for is why he's my husband of the week.
Right.
I'm not always so shallow and vacuous.
No, not always. No. Well, mine's a bit weird this week.
Yep. Mine's not weird. Go on.
And I mean this in a loving way, not in a weird way. But my husband of the week this week is it's my brother. Yeah. Well,
I don't feel bad about a 19-year-old anymore because at least not related.
Only because he's been a bit my hero this week, because he's agreed to sign up to a 10K 22 obstacle Spartan race with me in October, and he's going to carry me across the monkey bars because I can't do them.
Oh my God. Why have you not watched your own tour show? Last time you and your brother did something together, it did not end well. I mean, I won't spoil it for the people that are going to watch it when it's released on DVD or VHS, whatever you do at your age.
But yeah, it didn't end well. So what happened? Well, my gym group have signed up for this, my CrossFit group have signed up for this race, and they said, come and join us. And they went, I can't really do that. I'll die. And they were like, no, it'd be fun. We'll wait for you. And I thought, I bet they don't wait for me because they're actually really competitive. So I thought, I'll have to get my brother to help me with this one. So I've signed him up to do it with me. You've got to climb up walls and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I think you do things like this, and you'll injure your hip or something, like when you went skiing and when you went
dislocated and fractured my shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's that thing we're not allowed to talk about yet, where you injured yourself. Broke a rib. And I just feel like, stop doing this. It's becoming a choice, Zoe. It's becoming a choice. Once is a mistake.
I think I could really hurt myself doing this one. I think I could properly hurt myself this time. Let's see how this pans out.
They're on standby.
Because I'll just end up wrapped around a cargo net 20 foot off the ground. I don't know why I'm doing this. It was peer pressure and I didn't really want to do it anyway.
That's what worries me about you doing Celebrity Hunted. I think you'd just fall apart.
Yeah, probably. Just cry. Anyway, enough of that. Nonsense. It's been a pleasure.
It's been another great episode.
If you say so, Stephen. Yes, if you say so.
Well, it was better than last week. We kept lagging. We were lagging.
We were lagging last week, weren't we? Was it you or was it your net? Was it your interweb?
I think it was you.
Was it? I put another cable in. It seems to be all right now. Fine.
Yes. Yeah, well, guys, as always, do give us a like, follow, tell people about us, 5-star reviews, all that shit. Follow me at Stephen Comedy on Instagram. Follow Zoe Lyons at Zoe Lyons Comedy. And we're not doing Twitter anymore. Well, Zoe is, but she's of a nice age. And
I'm on MySpace.
I'm on Bebo. Do you remember Bebo?
No, I don't remember Bebo. Ooh, what was Bebo? Yeah.
Nothing really happened on it.
Okay. Right.
What are you doing this afternoon? I'm going to go for my afternoon constitution.
This afternoon I'm doing... Oh, God, it's so boring. I've got laundry to do.
Oh, that is boring.
Oh, God, I hate it. I hate it. So I'm doing that. Pre-holiday laundry. You know when you can't wear anything for a week before you go away?
Yes.
So you just end up walking around the house with a bin bag for the week before you go on holidays.
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, and then I can crack out my red trousers and I'll be happy. But until then, I'll just be in a nappy. Right.
All right. Well, have a nice holiday and we'll talk to you all next week.
See you next time. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.